Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Here we go for season 4, episode 14 of Who's Uzbekistan. I'm sitting here on a Saturday night on February 8th, 2025, thinking about what's going on recently. What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? So, what am I excited about? So, last week at this time, I cannot believe how fast a week passes. I was sitting at the hockey game and with a group of friends and, you know, haven't had as much of that type of thing this school year as I've had in the past, so really grateful for those opportunities when that works out. But watched our local HUMO team play a Kazakhstan team, and I just had a great time. And yes, apparently they're in the playoffs, so we'll be anxiously awaiting seeing when they will play again, and hopefully I'll get to see one more game this season. I'm not a sports fan at all, but I just like the excitement of going over to the arena and, you know, just seeing the cheerleaders before the game and during the game and hearing the national anthem and seeing the teams come out. And I don't know anything about hockey, but they look like they're just moving so fast across the ice. So was there with a very international crowd of a Canadian, a South African, an Iranian, a Russian, an Indian, a Brazilian, and myself. That may be everyone. Sort of a little bit unclear exactly who was there with whom, but of sort of loosely the people I was there with, and it was two people's first hockey game, the Iranian and the South African, first time they've seen a hockey game. They asked me some questions about it. I said, I don't know anything about it. You're going to have to ask the Canadian. But it's just those wonderful, enriching international experiences that I value so much here. The Iranian famously said, we don't have ice in Iran, which I just thought was brilliant. But yeah, but we enjoyed the just sort of the spectacle of it and the athleticism of it. And luckily, our team won by a substantial margin. There was also a promotion that night for everyone to bring a teddy bear. And at the end of the game, we all got to all throw it on the ring, and then they collected them and were donated to a charity. So I got to participate in the teddy bear toss and see the mascot, and lots of other foreigners were there that night. So just a good time was had to be all, and the type of thing that I wouldn't normally do. And so enjoy it for what it is, you know, even though I'm not a sports fan or a hockey fan, it's just part of the Tashkent experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. What am I puzzled by? This one is a little more hard to articulate, but, you know, in the world, there's developed countries and developing countries, and I suppose something in the middle. And it's important for everybody to work together. If countries are working together, that everyone wins. That's good for everyone. That's good for everyone. And like, okay, so I'm involved with teacher training. Okay, I can't just like make that happen on my own. You know, that needs working with partnerships between, you know, foreign, you know, institutions and local institutions. I can't just like make that happen myself without the support of other institutions. And individuals just can't make that happen. Or even companies can't make that happen. It's, you know, having strong diplomatic relations between lots of different countries, we have to use that infrastructure. You know, like if a Western chain wants to come here, they can't just do that on their own. They've gotta work through systems and partnerships and collaborations. And that's what keeps our world stable. That's what keeps our world safe. That's what, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. That, you know, any knowledge, you know, we've gained in the Western world, you know, if we use that to help, you know, the developing world, that's good for all of us. And then, you know, there's things that the developed world or the whatever can learn from the developing world about more about looking out for your neighbor or working more collaboratively, entrepreneurship. So, yeah, those relationships are vital. Countries can't just close their door and say, I don't want to deal with anybody. And that doesn't move forward in a productive manner. And you may have noticed that I'm trying to use a lot of very coded diplomatic language, and so I hope that you all are reading between the lines of what I'm really saying. But yeah, those partnerships are just, we just have to work together as countries. And anyway, yeah, so I'm puzzled by that we're having a problem with that at the moment. And on my side. So anyway, how long do I plan to stay? Well, I'm just, you know, very excited to be here and got about another 4 months, 3.5 months on this contract, and then we'll see what comes next. So, excited about the hockey team, puzzled about why everyone doesn't value diplomatic relations and international relations and how countries support each other, and, you know, seeing what the future holds. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, I'm glad you're listening. And that's in the Central Piedmont, walking a dog, or promoting a book. For those of you listening from far off places, one of North Carolina's most treasured native sons is Doc Watson. And he was a blind musician from Western North Carolina who was influential with the Avett Brothers, Gillian Welch, and countless other musicians. So if you've never heard the music of Doc Watson, I encourage you to look it up. And if you are interested in reading a exhaustive and thorough and high-quality biography of Doc Watson, I encourage you to look up one that has recently been released. Bye-bye for now.